Mark Yates. Mark, Stevenage away today, a tricky one. Fair to say, two sides not in the best of form, unfortunately.
Well, hopefully we pick up our form today and we put in a performance that does the supporters who come back us week in, week out, and hopefully are here today and gives them something to shout about and gives us little platforms to build upon.
So there's this strange psychological thing that goes on in football when a team makes a managerial change or parts company with a manager, they immediately play better in the next game. Something you'll have to be instilling in your troops today.
You'll have to be mindful of that fact, yeah, for sure. But listen, it's not for certain, and you know, who knows what state of mind their players are in. You know, we've just got to make sure that we concentrate on ourselves. We've been saying it all week. You know, we've worked hard on the training ground to try and put things right. Today's the test of that, if you like. But you know, nothing will be decided on the back of today. We've just got to make sure that we try and, or make sure we get something out of the game. You know, we're going for the win, but if we have to settle for a point, you know, so be it, because that'll be better than the couple of results that we've just had.
What do you tell us about your team, Easter, today?
Well, without George, we'd agreed that could go back, and that was our decision, if you like, along with George. With Jones's coming goal, I just want a bit of a presence there. Callum's been excellent for us, and like I said to him, he'll be getting plenty of chances along the way. Callum in goal, a back three of Yorath, Ashton and Sonny Bradley, wing backs Rory on the left and Bobson on the right, Waltz, Atkinson and Gavin Tomlin in the middle of the park with Matt Harold and Gwion Edwards up top. Just want a bit of pace. I've got to work up with a stiff neck. Barney's been unable to train the last couple of days with a stiff neck, so he's unavailable. But we were going with a big one and a bit of pace. Anyway, we need to stretch teams, and Gwion will give us those legs to get in behind. You know, that threat. I think people have started to sort of expose our lack of pace in real forward areas, you know. So it might not be Guion's natural position, but we're hoping that he can get us up the pitch in behind people, you know, with his direct running, feeding off Matty, and hopefully we can, you know, we've worked hard all week, and hopefully we can put it into good use today.
Well, best luck today, Mark. Thanks so much for your time. Cheers. Thanks so much. Cheers. Thanks, Mark.